News Radio KWS says we have open air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go, and be sure to ask about their premier perimeter program. Dick Aldrich in for John Marsh as he takes his 1 week of vacation that he does every year. Brad Beckman also riding herd with us here this morning as it is basketball season hitting full force here in Jefferson City. As, of course, it's that time of year between Christmas and New Year's, as always, the last, 20-some years or so, the Great Eight, the boys' basketball classic, comes to Jefferson City's Fleming Fieldhouse, and the State Farm Invitational, the girls' basketball tournament, comes to Rackers Fieldhouse over at Helias. Steve Duncan is the, I don't know what to really call you. I guess you are the, are you the chairman of the board that runs these tournaments? Is that right?
Well, I guess somewhat unofficially. We're a rather loosely organized committee, Dick, but we have about 25 to 30 people from the community, the activities directors from both Helias Catholic High School and Jefferson City High School, the coaches from both boys and girls teams from both of those high schools, and then just a wonderful group of business people, politicians, retirees, whatever. And we meet about one day a month, most months throughout the year. We'll start in January reviewing what we did right and what we did wrong in the previous tournament. And then starting in February, we'll begin trying to track down and get teams contracted and schedules put together and working on what we can do to make the tournaments even better.
Well, and people in town here who have not experienced the tournament or really don't know a lot about the tournament will ask, what's so special about this tournament? My take on it all, it's so special to have the kids from out of state and all the work that you guys do to bring these kids in during the Christmas holidays to give them a great experience of basketball and a great experience of camaraderie and getting out on the road and the whole bit of that.
Yeah, Dick, you hit the nail on the head. It is an opportunity. One, first and foremost, we want to provide a quality extracurricular activity for kids. And the format on the boys tournament had always been to try to bring four out-of-state teams in and match them up with four Missouri teams. You know, a lot of people like to see the different styles of basketball. It's a tremendous opportunity to showcase our community. I mean, we're just always amazed. These out-of-state teams, they'll bring parents and grandparents, and inevitably those people come back to us and comment on, what a great community Jefferson City is, how much they enjoyed their stay, and so many of them, indicate to us, and I think this is true, that they want to come back, perhaps in the summer on vacation and see some of our attractions, the old prison, the Capitol, the Run Center, and on and on and on. But it is just a wonderful opportunity to get kids together and let them interact.
Well, and it's so amazing, too, that some of these teams that you bring in are from areas that aren't so nice. I mean, they're you have some teams in from Memphis sometimes. You have a team in from Chicago last year, from Hanover Park. I mean, there's places that maybe these kids don't get an opportunity to get out very often. You bring them into Jefferson City, and I mean, it's a wonderful experience for them.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I think years and years ago on the boys' side, we would have a team from Hickman Mills in Kansas City. We had them two or three years in a row, and inevitably their coach, he was a crusty old guy, he would, and this was before, we closed the prison and relocated out to Algoa. Well, one of the things he did each time he brought his team to Jefferson City is he had the bus driver drive by the prison and stop, and he told his players, guys, if you get in trouble, if you screw up, there's a good chance this is where you're going to end up. Mm-hmm. And he used it as a learning experience. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Dick. It's an opportunity for kids from various socioeconomic backgrounds to have this experience and to perhaps learn some valuable life lessons.
Well, I ran across the kids from Chicago last year in a convenience store and stood and talked basketball with them for 15, 20 minutes. These are kids that, are really tuned in. They're really good kids, and all they're here to play basketball, but they're also here to talk to the local folks, and they don't mind doing that.
No, they don't. And it's the same way with the coaches and the administrators, the parents and the grandparents. from these schools, and we meet some incredible people. I know several years ago we had a team that had a player that had been involved in the hurricanes that hit Haiti, and this kid had transferred into a school. I think it was a Memphis school, and it was his first year in the United States. Several years ago we had the Oxford, Mississippi team. Their coach, his father was previously an assistant football coach on Bear Bryant's staff at Alabama, and later was the head coach at Mississippi State. And this coach brought his dad along. We introduced this gentleman to Pete Atkins, and you just meet some incredible people that are connected with these schools, and they all love to visit. I would encourage people, if you see a stranger, at one of the games, go up and say welcome to Jeff City, introduce yourself, talk to them. These people love to visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what they're here to do. And also, I know you have a group of volunteers, families that will actually adopt a team. You have hosts that will adopt their teams.
We've got a great story. This just happened yesterday. The team from Pittsburgh, Mount Lebanon, they flew in to St. Louis. Jefferson City High School had arranged for a first student bus to meet him at the airport, transport him to Jeff City. Their host is going to be Dean Cooper. He's an attorney at Bryan Swearingen, one of our longtime hosts. Dean is also a member of First United Methodist Church. Well, the church is going to allow this team to use their church van as their mode of transportation while in town. Dean Cooper, being a church member, for insurance purposes, can drive the van. Well, yesterday, I guess it was about 1 o'clock, I got a frantic call from Dean Cooper. The Mount Lebanon team had landed at the airport and no bus. And so I called Karen Bricky, who has she's the assistant activities director over at Jeff City High School, and just done an incredible job. Got her on the phone. Anyway, to make a long story short, the first student bus was down there, had been parked in a bus parking lot, and for some reason airport security made him move. Well, first student has a rule that while the bus drivers are driving or the bus is in motion, they can't answer or talk on a cell phone. So finally, the bus got parked someplace else. We were able to establish connections, and within about 15 or 20 minutes, Karen Bricky, Dean Cooper, the drivers on the first student bus, and the Mount Lebanon coach had all made contact, and we had the kids on the bus headed to Jeff City. But that's some of the kind of things that go on in the background that you just have to deal with during the course of a 3-day tournament.
Well, and really, again, Steve, as we talk here, you just see that this is about so much more than basketball. It's about so much more than just the competition of it all. As we say, it's about humans, and it's about people reaching out and making friends, and maybe friends that they keep for a long, long time.
Dick, you're absolutely right. For the kids on each of those teams, it's a lifetime experience that they will never forget. It's an opportunity for them to meet kids on other teams, and like you said, establish friendships that who knows how long. Obviously, a lot of these coaches know each other. Just on Saturday on Kevin Kelly's show, we had the six local boys and girls coaches, and I wish people could see, firsthand how these coaches interact. We visited before the show, they visited after the show, they're all friends. It's kind of an amazing close-knit fraternity.
It'll be interesting, too. There's some teams that are making a return appearances here. I think of the Mount Lebanon team from the Pittsburgh area. They were here, four or five years ago.
And
they played for it. They won it, didn't they?
Yes, they did win it. These teams, they contact us now. When they call and want to come, you got a pretty good idea that they're going to be pretty good. And just looking at the team bios, all these teams from out of state, they've all got college prospects on their team. They've all been in their respective state tournament last year. There's no gimmies this year when it comes to these four out of state teams.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we'll talk more about those teams. We'll actually get into a little bit of talk about basketball as we roll along here on Open Air on this Thursday morning. Steve Duncan from the Grade 8 and Holiday Hoops Classics that are going on this weekend here in Jefferson City on Open Air 104.5 News Radio KWOS. News Radio KWOS Open Air on this Thursday morning, and it's brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go, and be sure to ask about their premier perimeter program. We're talking high school basketball and the two basketball tournaments here in town, here in Jefferson City. Coming up the weekend, it's the boys' Grade 8 tournament and the girls' State Farm Invitational, also both getting underway today. Steve Duncan from the committee is in with us, and Steve, we had a caller momentarily, but he asked about the fact and talked about the fact that this is quite the fertile recruiting ground for coaches to come in and get a chance to see a lot of really good basketball players all in one spot.
Yeah, that caller is very perceptive. Yeah, it is. Just looking at the bios on these teams, you know, there's a lot of Division One, Division Two, Division Three, NAIA prospect. One of the boys out of state teams has seven kids that are being recruited at some level or another. And yeah, it's a great opportunity for college coaches to come and watch. Now there's limits, and I don't know all the recruiting rules, and there's certain periods that are considered dead periods where these coaches cannot have contact. They can't talk to the kids, but they can certainly come and watch. And as we were talking about, you know, off the air, you know, we've seen lots of big time coaches, you know, in here just to watch, and then you know, from all levels, again, you know, Division II, Division III, NAIA school, junior colleges. I'm sure we'll see a lot of coaches here the next 3 days.
Well, and there's been a lot of really high level players, of course, come here, and that player you mentioned before, who was the refugee from the hurricanes in Haiti, I believe his last name was Labissier.
Something like that, yeah.
And he played at Kentucky for 1 year.
That's right.
And then he has disappeared into the NBA ranks somewhere, but he was actually one of the top players in the nation at that point. And
Just last year, Upper Arlington was here, and their best player, Dane Goodwin, who ended up being last year's tournament MVP, you know, he's playing at Notre Dame as a freshman this year. Just the other night, Notre Dame and Oklahoma were on ESPN, and he played a majority of the game. I mean, was getting you know, key minutes at crunch time. Yeah, you're going to see, you know, years and years ago, we had Ronnie Brewer here with Fayetteville, Arkansas, who went on to play in the NBA. Yeah, had that weird
shot.
Dick is trying to imitate his shot. Yeah, he had one of the ugliest shots for an NBA player that you're ever going to see, but he was an incredible athlete.
Well, I'm thinking locally, you had the Porter boys both played there. You've got Coben going to be there this year, right?
And a younger Porter boy.
There's a
freshman that's about 6'7 or 6'8 will be here tonight to play with the Tolton team. Yeah.
And, of course, OG.
OG, absolutely.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of local talent as well.
Yeah, no, it's you're going to see a lot of great. And we were talking off the air. We don't want to slight the girls.
No.
The girls' tournament is just as balanced, just as talented. In fact, when we had the three coaches, the three girls' coaches in on Kevin Kelly's coaches show on Saturday morning, at that time I think the three local schools were a combined 26-2 on the year. Now Elias suffered their first loss later that afternoon, but essentially those three teams have three losses combined. And you know, Jefferson City High School has two Division I signees on their team. St. Joe Benton, you know, a perennial state contender, is back. Columbia Hickman, you know, anytime Hickman comes to town, it's always a great game. So the girls' field is just as balanced, and you're going to see just as much talent on the girls' side, I think, as you do on the boys' side.
Yeah, Darren Heckman from Blair Oaks actually sends his love for his first round opponent. So his first year of the tournament, you put St. Joe Benton with them.
Well, and it's interesting. St. Joe Benton has a new coach. One of the things that Darren talked about a little bit on Saturday morning is you know, obviously they're going to do a lot of the things that the previous coach did, but any new coach wants to introduce some of their own wrinkles. So yeah, he's in a little bit of a bind in it. And you know, if he hasn't scouted much, he's probably going to get a little different look than the St. Joe Benton teams in prior years.
Well, and the St. Joe Benton team, the defending state tournament champion, or the defending champion of this tournament, and I think they've won it several times before. Yeah, Jefferson City Lady Jays, the number one ranked team in Class 5 in the state of Missouri. The Helias, ranked number 4 in the state of Missouri, taking on Eureka, and Hickman against Poplar Bluff. All that gets started 2:30, Jefferson City Lady Jays, Blue Springs South, over at Rackers Fieldhouse at Helias later today at 2:30. The games at Fleming Fieldhouse begin at 4. Blair Oaks against Harvest Prep out of Winchester, Ohio. Then it's Helias at 5:30 against Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Jefferson City High takes on Hopkinsville, Kentucky at 7. And Father Tolton versus Kettering Fairmont at 8:30. Kettering Fairmont out of Ohio at 8:30 tonight. Several of these teams have been here before. Is Kettering Fairmont been here before? I know yes. Kettering teams have been here before.
I think they have. I don't remember the exact year, but they've been here. We were talking, Dick, different styles. One of the things that's kind of interesting, the team from Kentucky, Hopkinsville, the Jeff City Jays are going to play, they have a 7-footer. And one of the things interesting about Kentucky is, much like Indiana was and may still be, they just have one state tournament. Yep. All the schools are, you know, they don't have classes. You talked earlier in the show about an opportunity to visit with coaches and people from other. It's always interesting to sit down with a coach and you know, especially one that is in a state tournament where there's no classes, and you know, get their perspective on what it's like to play, you know, a state tournament in that format.
Well, and some of these teams too, the schedules are different for some of these teams in some of the different states. I seem to remember Tennessee schools either play earlier or later. Their season is much further along. Yep. When they come here, and so they're a little bit more cohesive as ball clubs go. You know, right now coaches are kind of feeling things out. They're still in the first third of their season here in in Missouri, but some of these teams can roll in here in pretty much midseason shape.
Oh, absolutely. The schedules are very different. And if you notice, the Texas state football championships just this previous weekend. You know, they played right up almost to Christmas Day, mm-hmm. Their high school football season. And you're right, the basketball schedules in some of these states are very, very different.
Yeah, that's for sure. We do have a caller. Good morning. You're on Open Air with Steve Duncan.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I had a question, and you guys are kind of floating around this question. Is, you know, with Mission, how they regulate the rules for Missouri State High School Athletics, with four out-of-state teams coming in here, and I know they all probably have different sets of rules. Is there a standardized rule or policy that you guys collectively get together with all the other coaches and agree on? Or do you guys, is there a standardized set of rules that MSHA is involved with other states that, you know, every state has its own set of rules?
Yeah, as far as eligibility and those kinds of things.
Kind of want to know, like, penalties and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question, and the activities directors at both Helias and JC are very much in tune with those rules, and yeah, we do have to balance those out. Last year, because of some scheduling quirks, we were kind of scrambling for teams, and you know, we were looking at a couple prep schools,
mm-hmm.
And there's some very different rules on you know, what those teams under the MSHA rules can play. The various state activities associations all have different rules. For example, every few years we end up with a tournament format that's either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And a couple of our surrounding states, their high school activities association have rules that their teams cannot play on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we have the schedule fall like that, you know, we eliminate teams from those states because of their rules. Many years ago, and MSHA has a rule, there's a limit on what gifts or what things of any kind of monetary value we can provide teams, whereas some of the states don't have such rules. For example, years ago, we had hosts, if it was an out-of-state team, they might take them to Columbia to an MU basketball game if MU happened to be playing at that time. And we could do that for the out-of-state school. We couldn't do it for a Missouri school because the value of that basketball game would have exceeded the $25 gift limit. So, yeah, the caller, that's that's a great question. The ROAR rules that we have to balance out, and fortunately, our local activities directors are up on those rules, and you know, they consult with Misha, and hopefully, we're doing everything right to satisfy all the various state activities associations.
Well, those are things you learn down the line, too. Holy mackerel, you can really walk yourself into a minefield.
You really do, and if there's any questions at all, our activities directors are talking to Misha and, laying out the situation and asking the question. Yeah, the last thing we want to do is commit any kind of rules violation that might, impact a school or its individual player's eligibility.
104.5 News Radio, KWS. It's open air. Steve Duncan from the Great Eight and the State Farm Invitational Boys and Girls Basketball Tournaments talking here on open air this morning. We're going to go away and take a break for news at the bottom of the hour, and then we come back, and Steve's got about 15 more minutes left with us, and we'll try to do a quick run-through of some of the fields of this tournament and get you ready to head over to the Fleming Fieldhouse and to the Rackers Fieldhouse this weekend for the high school basketball tournaments here in Jefferson City. Stay tuned, and we'll be back here on Open Air on 104.5 News Radio KWOS. As the man said, 104.5 News Radio KWOS. It's Open Air. Dick Aldrich and Brad Beckman along with Steve Duncan from the Grade 8 and the State Farm Invitational Basketball Tournaments here in Mid-Missouri on Open Air. And, of course, Open Air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go, and be sure to ask about their premier perimeter program. Now, Steve, more than just basketball games going on this weekend, a lot of neat stuff also with this tournaments going on here. Talk about some of the other things that are going on, and especially something that you're headed to here in just a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Dick. Yeah, we try to make it a full 3 days of basketball. At 10 a.m. this morning at Helias High School, and let me mention that again, it is at Helias, not JC, it's the kids' clinic, and this is a clinic teaching basketball fundamentals. All the local coaches and some of the high school players will be involved. It's for kids ages kindergarten through up about the sixth grade. They get a free T-shirt, they get books from Scholastic, and they get an hour of basketball instruction. And a lot of fun. And this is one of the neat events. We'll have anywhere from 100 to 150 kids out on the floor. It's just a great event. Tomorrow, for the 16 teams, we have a brunch. We'll have a speaker that the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety provides. Another thing we want to, we talked about life lessons. These speakers are incredible. They're somebody that maybe has lost a loved one in a drunk driving accident, or been the victim of an accident, either that they themselves caused or that someone else caused. We'll name an all-academic team,
yep.
And we are hopeful that perhaps Lieutenant Governor Mike Keel will be there tomorrow to present those academic awards. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
The big event tomorrow is the Slam Dunk 3-Point Contest, about 11 a.m. at Fleming Fieldhouse, and that has become very, very popular. We'll have 1,000 to 1,500 people in attendance to watch that. I personally enjoy the 3-Point Contest because at the end we match the boys' winner against the girls' winner in a shoot-off, and usually about half the time the girl walks away with that 3-point championship title. So that's all at about 11 a.m. tomorrow, depending on how quickly we wrap up the brunch. But I would certainly encourage people to come out and see some of these extra events in addition to just the regular games each day.
So the kids camp today, will it be the players, some of the high school players themselves will actually be working with the kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Yeah.
As you might imagine, 150 kids ages kindergarten to sixth grade, at times you're almost down to a one-on-one, level of supervision. But no, the boys and girls coaches and their assistants from both Helias Catholic and Jefferson City High School, and usually those coaches are smart enough to bring some of their players along. And, it's really neat to see these high high school kids interact, you know, with these elementary school kids. And it's a lot of fun. You know, they learn some basketball fundamentals, but more importantly, you know, it's a chance to interact with older kids. And I don't know who has a bigger time, the high school kids or the elementary school kids, but it's a really neat event.
Really can't get too in-depth here now in just a couple of minutes we have remaining here with Steve Duncan from the basketball tournaments here in Jefferson City. But just real quickly, want to dive into the fields here. I'm looking at the boys' side of the ledger here, and as you said, if Mount Lebanon's back, it means that Mount Lebanon has something they're happy with. Hopkinsville, Kentucky, of course, any team out of the state of Kentucky has always played well here at the Grade Eight.
They have a 7-footer.
Yeah. So
Coach Mark Anderson's trying to figure out how to deal with a 7-footer. Yeah.
And then Kettering, Fairmont, Ohio, again a team out of the Dayton area, because Kettering is a suburb of Dayton. Had some people there who grew up around there. And also Father Talton, you know, Father Talton is getting back to the point where they are going to tournaments that are out of state themselves. So you got to say that maybe Father Talton and some of these other teams may be the ones to kind of look at.
Well, Father Talton's an interesting team. You know, again, they have two Porter brothers, Coben that's a junior, and then there's a freshman that supposedly is about 6'7 or 6'8 already. They have Konzo Martin's son, and they have Derek Chevious, former MU great son on there. So, yeah, they're a very interesting team to watch. We're glad to have them back.
Well, and on the girls' side, Jeff City, and you kind of look at the opposite ends of the bracket here, Jeff City and St. Joe Benton, you kind of see them on a collision course. But I tell you, the way Helias is playing this year, Hickman's also played very well this year. And gosh, Blair Oaks has had just a great year as well. That side is really up for grabs, I think.
Yeah, both sides. You know, we don't know a lot about Poplar Bluff, but I guarantee you they would not be coming if they didn't think they had a chance to win. And one thing I would point out to our fans, you know, we always get a lot of questions about scheduling and whatever, and no, we don't really seed the tournament like you do most tournaments, but on the boys side, we always match a Missouri school against an out-of-state school. I mean, that's kind of a given. Another thing that we really try to do, and one reason that the starting times are staggered, you know, the girls start at 2:30, the boys games begin at 4, is we do everything we can in that first round to make sure that Blair Oaks, Helias, and JC, their boys and girls teams are playing at different times.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the fans of all those teams can get back and forth and see both their boys and girls play at least in the first round. And I might mention that, you know, if you buy a tournament pass or if you buy a one-day ticket, it's good at both locations. You can go back and forth between Helias and Jefferson City and watch games both places.
Well, that's a great deal. What are the costs of the tournament ticket?
And I knew you were going to ask that. my recollection is that it's $5 a day, or a tournament pass for all 3 days is 12.
12, I think that's right.
Don't
yeah.
hold me to that,
yeah,
but
yeah, I think it's 12.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, which is just an absolute bargain.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you can watch, you know, 4 games in one location or 4 games going back and forth, you know, for $5. I don't know where you get a better deal than that. And it's great, great basketball.
We'll have full coverage here on 104.5 News Radio KWOS. So we'll start with 3:45 this afternoon with a pregame show for Blair Oaks and Harvest Prep. So there'll be 3 games in a row here on 104.5 News Radio KWOS today. We'll have the Blair Oaks game at 4 o'clock, the Helias game at 5:30, and the Jefferson City game at 7. Now, if you can't make it to the girls' tournament on Friday and Saturday, Steve and I just sealed a handshake deal for that to be on midmosportsonline.com. You'll be able to actually watch that on the webcasting
service. We negotiated pretty good gaming rights for that, didn't we, Dave?
We did, yeah. No money changed hands, but other than that. So, Steve Duncan from the basketball tournaments, thanks so much for being here with us on Open Air on 104.5 News Radio KWOS. We have you in every year, and we wish you good luck every year. But every year you put on some great stuff. Great.
Well, it's a full committee of people. It's the activities directors at the local high schools, and a huge shout out to our sponsors. Without the efforts of the community, our sponsors, our hotels, we couldn't do this, and we can't say thank you enough to those sponsors and advertisers.
I just want to point out, I pulled up the website real quick to see the pricing. It is $6 for a day pass for adults, $3 for students, or tournament passes are $15 for adults.
Okay, still a bargain, Brad.
Students are $7. Total
Thank
bargain.
You, sir.
Okay,
total
bargain. Very good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll have a little bit more here on Open Air on Thursday morning here on News Radio, KWOS.